Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting back to order. We took a brief recess after the Canyon Soil Conservation District presentation. Next, what that will be presenting is Western Alliance for Economic Development. So Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, and everyone that's here. Appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk to you a little bit about what we're doing with the Western Alliance, and thanks for the invitation. Thanks for your support. I mean, last year that meant a lot to our group, but I'll talk a little bit later about where those funds are headed and tell you a little bit about what we're doing currently. We meet monthly. I appreciate Aaron's been to some of our meetings, and we really appreciate him attending and showing support for you guys. The economic development or Western Alliance for Economic Development basically takes in all of Canyon County, but Nampa and Caldwell. So I have a lot of territory to cover. Plus, we're covering Gem County now, and I go to the Homedale Marcin community, so I cross the river on occasion, to discuss matters with them. Our accomplishments last year, we're very involved with the Idaho Broadband Initiative, and with Lee's assistance, we've put in an application for the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Grant, and that's through the Idaho Department of Commerce, and I received word the other day that that's probably the top application they've received in the state. So it's going to mean a lot as we go forward to maybe get some planning done. And that initiative, of course, is to get broadband out to everyone. And, I live 3 miles from Wilder, and I don't have broadband in my house. I have to go microwave to get my signal. So there's a whole lot of places like that. If you go to Arena Valley, they can't even get a radio signal down there. They can't get cell phone service. And so there's a lot of those dead areas that's going to be picking up. And this isn't anything unique anywhere in the state. It's everywhere. So how many hundreds of thousands are they, or millions are they talking about?
I forget. And the funding for most things are in flux from the federal government right now. But that broadband study, Dave put a lot of work in with that. It was technically submitted by the city of Greenleaf. We were able to get a consultant for it, and it was a study grant that then ISPs, internet service providers, are capable of leveraging, because it tries to help identify areas that are without service, and also took it through a public process, so it gives legitimacy for public input on where services are needed and what services are there. It provides the groundwork for some really good things potentially to happen, depending upon the future of broadband grant funding through the state. So.
And just recently, I attended the Idaho Rural Success Summit up at Coeur d'Alene last week. I was up there for a couple days, and it is amazing how much support there is for my kind of organizations from commerce and different foundations. That conference also showcases some of the family-owned businesses, startup businesses, and a lot of them are agricultural. That will be down in this end of the state next year. I would recommend that you try to attend that if you can. And out of that conference, the cybersecurity came up again, and I've done some training with that this year, and cybersecurity has had some pretty big impacts in Canyon County even. And I don't know if you folks were aware of what happened with the sugar company, but It actually shut them down for a while. And so, and then they talked about the American Falls School District that was shut down by a cybersecurity breach for a while. Took them a while to get back online and things. But I'm trying to get that word out to everybody of small businesses on just some small things you can do to protect yourself. A big part of our group too is business retention and expansion. And I've helped some businesses, a couple of them that went through family transfer and made sure that they got that done and offered support where I could for that. And that's going on a lot in our smaller communities of businesses that are generational. And I try to support those. I've got several new business projects. Believe me, I never realized what it takes to bring those to the finish line. And I just hang in there, you know, put one foot in front of the other, and we're getting there with some of them. So, but there was some that we got taken care of. There was a packing facility and production retail facility over at Parma that I assisted, a wine tasting and event center that I worked with, a chain store that I've been continually working with that's going to be coming in over Parma. And then I've been, of course, spending some time at Emmett too. They're working on setting up a destination area over there in Emmett, probably similar to what we've got here in Caldwell. So there's just a whole host of different things I'm doing that way as far as projects. A very high priority with our group right now, and I discussed this with you last year, is getting our District 3 region set up into an economic development association. Region 3 is the only region in Idaho that does not have that. And there are certain disadvantages to not having a regional association when it comes to applying for grants and, you know, other things within your small community. And if you've got that behind you, that helps a lot. Plus the services that they can provide, which would be an extension on what the Western Alliance does. Whether Western Alliance morphs into that group or we still keep them separate or whatever we do is yet to be determined. But we have got to get that group going again. And our region takes up 10 counties. So I'll be meeting with the county commission as we move forward with that. Information packets, I plan on getting those out next week. We have set up a business strategy. The region down at Twin Falls, Region 4, wrote that for us. And then I have a small task force group that has been meeting regularly that's helping to pursue this endeavor. And they've written between all of us, we've written a business strategy, a scope of work, and then some white pages that even explain more about what's involved with that. Along with that, I guess, and this has happened since I met with you last, but we have a finance office set up in cooperation with Region 4 in Nampa now. Back when we did have this region before, we received grant monies that have kind of been in limbo since this organization closed 10 years ago. And so there's $10 to $12 million that we work with for loan guarantees or direct loans to small business, revolving loans. And we have an office in Nampa set up and a loan officer there now. And so I can direct individuals there that maybe can't quite meet the criteria for a bank. And they're not there to compete with the banks at all, but to support, you know, businesses that want to come into being. Is there anything else that comes to mind that?
No, you've been pretty, Dave's been pretty busy. The Economic Development Agency, I think, is a really big deal. We're missing out on an opportunity to have what's called a SEDS that's recognized by the federal government, Community Economic Development Strategy. And so there's a planning piece that comes with that. When you look at community and economic development is usually the business startups, business retention and expansion, and business attraction, or in the Western Alliance's case, working with Department of Commerce for relocations of business into Idaho and into the Western Alliance area. That's your traditional economic development activity. What an EDA agency does, an economic development agency, is it gives you support for economic development by focusing on community development. Typically, the EDA agencies that we have around us in Idaho have that revolving fund for business grants that Dave was describing, that when Sage Community Services or the Idaho, Council of Governments dissolved, those funds that were in that went to Region 4, and they've just recently made those available to our area again. But without a SEDS, there are limits in how effectively that can be applied. But typically you have that revolving fund to support businesses. You also have grant writing to help communities and counties with developing the infrastructure and the amenities that make places attractive for businesses to be and to stay and to grow and to move into. Because having water and sewer and having broadband infrastructure are basics for business, but businesses also need some of those softer things, like a good park system and downtowns that are attractive and that people that work at businesses enjoy being at. So an EDA agency also does a lot of studies and provides this community development support that you need in order to have more effective economic development agencies on a more local level, like the Western Alliance. The Western Alliance was started through Sage Community Services years and years ago, and arguably they're the last piece of the previous economic development agency that we have left providing service in the Canyon County area. So,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
What's the backstory on why we're the only region without an EDA?
Well, as Lee was just mentioning, they closed that down. I think it was 9 years ago, and it was due to some mismanagement that went on in that organization. They just decided to fold it up. I think if I'd known then what I know now, I would have fought to keep that thing going, because it's what it's going to require to get it going up and running again. All of the other four regions of the state, the other four, yeah, they do a tremendous amount of good for their areas. It's just the fact that there's more resources available that way.
Yeah. Chairman, and then I'll add, it was probably 5 years ago that the board opted to cut the funding for WAED at that time. Part of it, they just had a hard time getting that fundraising effort going in a way. And So it's unfortunate, and I think people maybe don't realize, so thank you for highlighting the value of an EDA in the community and to get that going. I will say that I'm really impressed with the grant writing effort where your application is a top application for broadband. I looked at that application, and it was daunting to fill that out. There was a lot of time-consuming detail in that, so great job with that. I will say, not because the chairman's sitting here, but I see some of the best documentation for responses to legislation and other things come out of the city of Greenleaf. It's really well done, so kudos to you in that. And the list of projects that were done in the smaller communities outside of the two bigger, as you referenced, Nampa and Caldwell, was pretty stunning on what they did to assist with, as you've talked about, the water and sewer infrastructure for that, where they don't have the resources or the levying ability to go out and do that. So helping the smaller communities, which are equally important in Canyon County to everyone and the quality of life, this is an area that I think we need to look at more carefully, and I appreciate the chairman recognizing the value of what this could potentially provide. You're not maximizing that right now because of the EDA, but I think there's a lot of good things in there. It'll be more challenging with the federal cuts to get those grant applications through, but it's nice that Greenleaf is providing the host facility to run this out of their small section of Canyon County.
The fiscal piece of it is very important to me because there's no way I could keep up with, you know, the bookkeeping, and yeah, we really appreciate that. And I've been involved with the Western Alliance since its inception almost. So in fact, when we had the downturn of funding and things, I was chairman of the board, and we at that time had to let, or we lost our full-time economic development professional. And I'd step in. And then, and what I do is part-time. It doesn't seem like that sometimes, but I get paid for part-time, that's what I should say.
Yeah. Thank you for what you do.
I really like what I'm doing. You know, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Keeps me out of the house, too.
Just that alone is probably a really good investment. So. Clerk, do you have any background that you would like to share?
The background on this is the county has contributed $15,000, it looks like, in 11 through 13, and then up that to $20,000, 14, 15, and up to $22,000 for 16, 17, and then up to $27,000 and change. 21, and then in 22, 23, and 24, there was nothing. I don't know if that coincided with a period of time that you're disbanded, and then it got picked back up in the current year's budget at 20,000.
But part of that, the county was working on setting up their own economic development.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I understood all that.
That explains it.
Yeah, that explains that, which didn't come to fruition.
We are applying for a grant through the Department of Commerce. That grant pays part of my salary. I guess another goal I have is to bring on a full-time person again sometime. And maybe possibly next year if I have the funding to bring in another part-time person that I could work with. I ride into the sunset in a couple of years, and we can actually apply, depending on how much backing, we can apply for $30,000 through the Department of Commerce for a full time, but they're requiring letters of intent for 60% of that if we were to apply for that. So. I don't know if there's any way possible, if the commission could do some kind of a letter like that. I mean, I actually have a format from the Department of Commerce. There's really nothing binding as far as fiscal responsibility with that. It's just to let the Commerce know that you're interested. And So I'm just putting that on the table too.
Okay. Other questions? Yes, Chief?
Chair, do you have a question? On the bat for the BEAD, I know there's three technical advisors that the Camden County was gonna be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Have those people participated in those BAT meetings?
Yes, they did participate, and that grant was for the study. The study is completed, and a copy of it's out on the City of Greenleaf's webpage, if you'd like to see it. It's, I know that there are ISPs that are working to leverage that to improve their applications for actual construction grants. I don't believe Commerce has put those out yet, or made decisions on those construction grants. But I think some of the better ISPs are leveraging that study, doing that kind of work is something that the city or the Western Alliance don't have the experience to do. We don't have the fiscal pockets to be able to do that. And it is infrastructure in some ways similar to water or sewer, but it is also quite a bit different as well. But the technical advisors were very helpful. They were very helpful, and thank you for making their expertise available.
Yeah, well, the three network individuals in IT were very excited about broadband in the rural areas, so they're happy to jump on and help as a volunteer basis.
Other questions?
No, just a comment. I do appreciate the chief. This has been presented to the board since I've been in office on the broadband grant. And for the first several years, our legal department indicated no interest in that. So I appreciate Chief Rass getting on board with that and donating those hours. That's awesome. It was a big grant application. And then thank you, David Lincoln, for the work and the dedication. I didn't realize that you were involved for that length of time, but it's commendable that you are continuing to try and work in the best interest of the community, and probably not a lot of accolades, so we'll give you a few today.
Thanks. And I'd like to offer the same up to the commissioners. I've been in public office myself, and I understand. I used to tell everybody, people didn't used to drive into my yard to tell me I was doing a good job as a highway commissioner, you know. But anyway, yeah, I appreciate that and know what you go through and the fact that you have to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I think this is, we'll have to decide what we can choose to afford, but I think it's a good investment. It's the only organized investment that represents the patrons of our taxpayers, our people within Canyon County. And if there is the $10 million revolving fund, this is one of the few ways that our patrons can have access to that. That's pretty important. And as they keep working towards creating a Region 3, we don't know whether Western Alliance will keep going forward or if it will be absorbed in some kind of organization that helps manage Region 3. Just a side note, the City of Greenleaf hosts Western Alliance. It's a separate budget item. If you have questions about the money, you can contact the City of Greenleaf. It's on our financials, but we handle Western Alliance as its own enterprise fund. And so the city does choose to allow treasurer's time and the clerk's time to aid Western Alliance and their day-to-day operations. But as far as the City of Greenleaf, we're no more or less a participant of Western Alliance than any other community that might choose to become a member. So
yeah,
just wanted to make that note. But as their presentation coming before the county, the county doesn't currently have any economic development that is solely representing Canyon County as an organization, and I would consider that we need to consider this request and however it'll fit into our budget here.
Yeah. Chairman, can I make one more comment? And we did receive feedback in probably 2021 from Margie Watson, from GC Watson, Watson Ag. They were disappointed that the county didn't pick up the torch at that time. That's large-scale ag out there with no broadband access. So it would assist farmers out farming in that area. I mean, if you have, it's also a dangerous industry. If you need help out there, to have broadband assistance with that would, I know it would make a lot of people happy. So.
I know that Whitey County, of course, I have a little difficulty sometimes talking to them about new technology, but you know, I give them some examples of how they already use it, and they said, "Well, yeah, we need that over here too." So, and I know that Watson's had put millions of dollars into a project down there that they could not get broadband.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Well, great potential. So, we appreciate your presentation.
So, and I discussed the letter of intent. Could I send that form letter to Monica? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm hoping to get enough back in there to get that grant application that's due at the end of the month for commerce.
We can either set it on the agenda. We'll review the letter of intent when it gets here. We might just handle it through administrative process.
Great. Okay. Thanks for your time.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Let's take a brief recess before the next. Thank you.